Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Part of my day, always a pleasure to continue with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Robert W. Bly, ladies and gentlemen, that's what his mama named him, and we call him Bob. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 17, actually, I think more than 17, probably closer to 20 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's the legendary, the awesome, amazing Bob Bly, one of the great copywriters in the history of copywriting. And he's written 189 books at least, and sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And he's got a brand new one coming out, and we're going to talk about that right now. Bob Bly, welcome back.
Thanks, James. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
The Big Book of Words That Sell, that's one of them. The Content Marketing Handbook, the Digital Marketing Handbook, the handbook that you write that you carve out on a stone. That was his first book back in, about 1,000 years ago, Bob. So, Bob, thanks again for being here. I'm glad you're here. Congratulations on yet again the new book. I feel like a broken record here over the years. Post-apocalyptic marketing, is that anything like post-pandemic marketing, Bob?
Of course, we're not post-pandemic, but yes, it's post-pandemic. The subtitle is Make Your Business Make More Money While the COVID-19 Pandemic Is Still Here and Long After It's Gone.
So what's the key? How is it different? You know, as you may know, my column this week was about the fact that if you had whatever your business plan was last January, you need a new one now because the world has been flipped around. And customers, you know, some people think that customers, if they don't come back, it's because they don't like you. But it's mostly because it's probably because you became irrelevant to them. That's what we got to solve, isn't it?
Well, that's part of it. But you have to, what I tell people is you have to think about for your particular business, the best, the worst, and the middle case scenario of how this could affect them. Drill down, you know, to identify the challenges your customers, your brand, your company could face, which are different for everyone listening, and then calmly and rationally, which everyone can do because smart audience, identify some action steps to address these problems. We can't make the pandemic go away, but we can think of ways to, if not totally reverse the downturn, to do well and survive.
Here's the three questions that I asked them to ask themselves recently. What do customers want right now? How has the competitive landscape changed? How far out of alignment is my business from these two? What do you think?
My favorite, they're all important, is how far out of alignment is my business? But it's not only with the first two factors. It's how much does the new normal, as people say, affect my particular business. Can I give an example?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a huge, about half a mile from my house, a huge bowling alley, very big for a town this size, huge parking lot. You know, since this started, it's dark. There's, you know, unlike the local Applebee's, which put tables out all over the parking lot, this guy can't put bowling alleys out in the parking lot. He has not made a penny of revenue, and he pays, I'm sure, a fortune for the space. Right. And I don't, you know, and how is he going to survive? Maybe he's got some money tucked away, but how is that going to affect your business? And what alternative do you have? Mm-hmm. As I said, Applebee's and other restaurants, you know, have found this dining outside.
It's called pivoting, right? How do you pivot with a bowling alley, right?
Yeah, there's certain businesses that can easily adjust to this. There are certain businesses that, although no one wants this, that it helps. Amazon.
Right.
E-commerce businesses. There are certain businesses who can do well but have to adjust. And there are certain businesses to whom this is devastating. There's something some you can do, but some are not going to you know, a few are not going to be able to make it. And the bowling alley is a prime example.
Right. That's exactly right. No, there really is. I know some people who are doing. I know a lot of people are doing just fine, but there are a lot of them, especially the more Main Street you are, the tougher it is, especially restaurants, the hospitality industry, that kind of thing. So what do we do? How do we shift? How do we pivot?
Well, first thing, and you just kind of, you really said it, you have to listen to what your customers feel, watch what they do, and why. Push back against, for your business, whatever the negatives of the pandemic are, to build your customer trust with customer-centric action. I mean, an example is, in leasing, which is a big industry for a lot of people. What are the car companies doing? Extended payment deferrals,
mm-hmm.
waiving late charges, extending leases. We just bought a new car, and the warranty, is normally X thousand miles, and they said because of the pandemic, it's X plus mm-hmm. Y. You know, they extended it.
And they did. And let's talk about their motivation. All right, let's just assume for the moment that they're doing it for the right reasons, because they're good people and they want to do a nice thing for people when things are tough. All right, let's get that off the table. But there's another reason they're doing it. And it's not because they don't want to take the money that you should have paid them already. They're staying connected to you, aren't they? They're building goodwill with you and staying connected with you because they know when this is all over, you're going to buy another car one of these days. Don't you think that's the other half of this?
I think that is exactly what it is, and not to be crass, but I think that one is the top reason.
There's nothing wrong with this business, right?
And the benevolence is the second reason. Well, some businesses are in desperate times, like I am in New Jersey, they closed all the gyms.
Yeah.
You own a small gym, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell a quick story?
You got 30 seconds. You want to hold it? Hey, Terry, hold it until we come back.
We'll hold it.
Yeah, because his stories are good, folks. I want to give him plenty of time. I need your website, Bob.
It's www.bismboyly.com.
Folks, I'm not sure we can remember that, bly.com, but we'll work on that. How many books now? I said 189. Is it closer to 289?
103 is
only 103, folks. The legendary Robert W. Bly. Bob and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.